We're on Daf, Dalet Amud Beis. We have a few tasers to learn. The Maaser Rabbi Elazar said that this Baraisa that we use the Imba Behema HaTmeya, that a person was Magdish at Behema HaTmeya, this is the Dugme. When one is Maisef HaChemish, so the Gemara said there are two characteristics of Behemoth Meir. One characteristic is that it's Kulei LaShamayim. And the second characteristic is that it's Hagdish Rishin and not Hagdish Sheni. So let us see the bottom tasis and the ballad on the base. Le'inyin chaymish kamrit. It's speaking about a chaymish. And we need this tanai of kulei la'shamayim perish rashi umay alim bo. That was the tani said over the loshna b'raisim alim bo. Aino umay sev chaymish. Means it has tashlumay me'ila. V'tayma. So Taisus asks, "Valei shlomim eina kula lashamayim." So it comes out in Haysofes Chaimish, you need it should be kula lashamayim. Umaisif Chaimish va'apal pikein. If a person is paida shlomim, he's maisif Chaimish. Kiniyama bahatayde Taisus in the beginning of the Yomid. Vodana Gemara Menachis, that if a person is paid the Ashlomim that was nicknamed by a Kesav Maisa Shaini, is Maisa Tuchamshin, one Chaimish for the Maisa Shaini, one Chaimish for the Shlomim. So, and here we have a limud of Tashlum Mechaimesh, Yit Kulei LaShamayim. B'yesh Loima, the B'maskone, the Teres Koyanim, Marbe Af Kodshim Kalim. You have to look at the whole Teres Koyanim. V'hochi Isa Hosom, Ma Yeshli L'Rabos. If I learn from the Posig, Ve'im ba'beheima hatmeya. Now this pasuk, let us just say tightshelter. Ve'im ba'beheima hatmeya, which our Gemara darshens, that this is the dugme of tashlumei chaimish. So this pasuk ba'beheima hatmeya means was magdish ba'beheima hatmeya lebedek habayis. This is kulei la'shamayim. Yemeisef hachaimish. So, it says in Teres Koinim, V'hochi Isa Hosa, Ma Yeshli L'Rabois, Horim HaNisrofim, Osirim HaNisrofim, Horim HaNisrofim, Asirim HaNisrofim, or Kulei LaShamayim. That means no one has a chelik in it. Minayin L'Rabois, Kotshei Kotshim, that the Kahanim have a chelik. The Kochim Kalim and the Bailam have a chelik. Tamil Loima. The Posik is Tamil Loima. Babay Motmeya. This Posik says Babay Motmeya. And there's a previous Posik. Vim Kol Behay Motmeya. There's a Kol. Agavuche, this Behay Motmeya means he was Magdish Abalmum. It's Tmeya Lahakrova. But it says, Kol Behemot Tmeya. He also says, Yemaisef HaChemish. So, Lemaise, there's a Riboy. There's a Riboy. That means from this Pasuk alone, I would say you're only Maisef HaChemish if it is Kulei LaShamayim. So now there's a previous post to give him kol behemot mei that is mar bekotche kotchem and kotchem kalam. So if he is for his sofas chaimish, that means our Gemara just brought down the trill of the Teres Koyanim, and that means from this post to give him behemot mei, I'd only be marbe parim and israfim, masirim and israfim. But the second posik, which is a previous posik, says kol, so we're marbe kotche kotchem be kotchem kal. V'chiporech lael, so the Gemara, when the Gemara the Havamina learned that the posik is speaking about Mila, the Gemara understood that you take Mila kipshutai, so the Gemara says it's coming to tell us Bishlay Mahosam Kule Lashamayim Lumute Kochim Kalam. So Gemara wanted to say it's coming to tell us Kochim Kalam is no din Mila, Deleka Mila. So Be'etzim, the Gemara had brought the Baraisa and had not seen the whole Torah's Kainim. Lamaisa, the Torah's Kainim is Marbe Kochim Kalam. Whatever the Baraisa is speaking about, it says Mila, if Mila means Mila, if Mila means Chaimish, but the Lamaisa, the Torah's Kainim is Marbe Kochim Kalam. And the Gemara, when the Gemara held that it's speaking about Mila Mamish and it's Lamute Kochim Kalam. So Taisa has a problem. How can it say Lamute Kochim Kalam? I'm Beteris Kainim. It's a Ribay, so it can't be speaking about Mila. So when our Gemara was Mefalpul, Pshat in the Beraisa, the Gemara did not delve into the whole Baraisa. The Gemara just handled with the Baraisa that we have in front of us. And this Baraisa, we could say it's coming to B'mayit Koch Shlomim from Mila. The Gemara said that this Pasuk, Bim Babahim Atmeya, is coming to tell us, Hegdesh Rishen, you Meisef HaChemesh, Hegdesh Sheni, you're not Meisef HaChemesh. And the Gemara said that, how do you know this Hegdesh Rishon, this Hegdesh Sheni, and this Seif Hegdesh? So how do you know that we are Medama Hegdesh Sheni to Seif Hegdesh? Damayu L'Tchilas Hegdesh. Maybe the Pasuk is coming to tell us that, I don't have a miut on Hegdesh Sheni. I don't have a miut on Hegdesh Sheni. Maybe Hegdesh Sheni is like Tchilas Hegdesh and Yomai Sefachemish. So we mentioned yesterday this kasha. Vim Taima Im Kein Krol Omali. So why do you need a Pasuk? I have a Pasuk. And when we learned Rashi, the Ritas Loshen of Rashi was as follows. That you have a Pasuk that's coming to tell us that here Yomai Sefachemish, Hegdesh Rishin Yomai Sefachemish, and you're not Meisav HaChemish by Seif Hegdesh. Now, by Seif Hegdesh, I don't need a Pasuk to tell me. Seif Hegdesh means that it was Magdish and Evan, Lebedek HaBayis, which will be used as an Evan in HaChayme, Rabinian of Bedek HaBayis. So that Seif Hegdesh is no opinion at all. It's not Nivde. It remains B'Dushosai. So I don't need a posik to tell me you're not Moisef Chaimish by Seif Hegdesh, because Seif Hegdesh you're not Poydeh. So Al Kochach, that's how Rashi learns, so Al Kochach, the me it is, I'm Hegdesheni. That Hegdesheni, you also not Moisef Chaimish. And all of a sudden the Gemara says, no, maybe Hegdesheni you are Moisef Chaimish. So then we spoke at yes, so what's the posik coming for? Seif Hegdesh, you're not Poydeh. It's Hegdesh Sheni, Yemaisa V'Chemish. So what's the miut b'beim atmeya? This Kasha Taisvah says, V'im Taima, Im Krein, Krol Omali. So what is the Pasuk coming to be Mamai? Ilim U'utei Soif Hegdesh, if it's coming to be Mamai, it's Soif Hegdesh, Ha'in Chemish. Shair boy. It's not, you can't be Mamai, it's Soif Hegdesh, you're not Moisa V'Chemish. Kimin shein ifdoit, soif hegdish means that is the tachlis of the hegdish, it will remain like this. So it's not oimid lipodex. So al kochach, if there's a miut, the miut only has to go on emtsa hegdish. That's Taisvah's kasha. And this kasha, Taisvah says two teruts. Teruts number one, v'yesh loima, k'goin shelokach avonim, a person purchased avonim, was magdish these avonim, kedei l'shakam bebinyan. So that is called seif hegdish. That means the tachlis of this hegdish was not that this should be a means of acquiring money for hegdish. The tachlis of this hegdish was that this kedusha will remain. Fine. V'nimlach aleihem liftoisa. But then he changed his mind. He doesn't want to use these avonim lebinyan. He found better avonim. So l'chayre, that is seif hegdish. If he decided to be poided, so that's called emtze hegdish already. So Taisa says, no. U'mikri efel hachi seif hegdish. Kivin shemitchilo yadaitoi l'shoko. That means it was metchila daita l'shokam. So that already, if the tchila as a hegdish was, it should remain a seif hegdish, even though in the end it comes out that he is poided. But that's the miut. The miut is seif hegdish is no isof is chaynish. Case number one. Case number two. Inami kigoyin shenofel abinyin. I'll tell you a better pshat. Take, he bought avonim, v'shokam bebinyin. V'shokam bebinyin, the seif hegdish. Now all of a sudden, the binyin broke. So now I won't use this anymore. I'm not going to use it. So now I want to be pointed this. So this is mamish, a real seif hegdish. This is a real seif hegdish. And then through the circumstances that came out that I have to be pointed this seif hegdish. So that's the meat. So Taisvis now enlightened us that this is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says you have a miut. Im ba'behema hatmeya, that's coming to tell us only in a case dumya de behema tmeya yemaisa chaimish. And what does that mean? Tchilas hegdish. In the case of seif hegdish, what's a case of seif hegdish? Seif hegdish where there is a pidyon. Taisa said to Misholim, he was magdishit to Lashoka Bebinyan, then later he changed his mind. Or it fell. Fine. So this is pshat in the Gemara. Frekta Maram Shif, but now Taisus enlightened us. Taisus enlightened us that the etzem soif hegdish is shayach apidyin, and there's a miyut of chaimish. Fine. So now let's learn the Gemara, and we're going to get a shtickle problem in the Gemara. The Gemara says, how are we medame emtze hegdish? So the Gemara says, no, astavre nidamayu l'tchilas hegdish. Let's medame to tchilas hegdish. Amalei mistavre l'soiv hegdish avale lidmui. Shekein nitfas mi nitfas. No. Stomme, emtze hegdish is like seif hegdish, it's nitfas mi nitfas. Fine. Seif hegdish normally was not a hegdish rishon. So emtze hegdish is also not a hegdish rishon. Like the Gemara, adarabe, letchilas hegdish avalei ledemuyeg. We should be medame emtze hegdish to tchilas hegdish. Shekein dovo shiyesh achov kedusha. Midobo sheyesh achov kedusha. So the Gemara says, emtze hegdish is dobo sheyesh achov kedusha. Chilas hegdish, dobo sheachov kedusha. Asha'in kein soif hegdish, ein dobo sheyesh achov kedusha. Frek the Maram Shif and Shundin. Taisvis just said, this kid of a cat, we have a miut of chaimish. And the miut of chaimish is speaking about that you appointed. What's the case? They said two cases. But the miut of chaimish is speaking about he's going to be mechal of the seif hegdish. And it's dovish ish ach of kedush and you're not moisef a chaimish. So what's that in the Gemara? The Gemara says, no, we should be medame emtze hegdish to tchilas hegdish, because tchilas hegdish is a dovish ish Ach of Kedusha, and Seif Hegdish is a Dovo Shein Ach of Kedusha. Dr. Bamshev, it's not true. Seif Hegdish is also Dovo Shein Ach of Kedusha. So lechere, that's me pshatn and taisvis is that the tchilis hekdeishai was that it shouldn't be achrav kedusha. That's what the Gemara means. Emtze hekdish is a hekdish with the intent that there should be achrav kedusha. It's only hukdish as a means to acquire a safe hekdish. Safe hekdish means tchilis hekdeishai was there should not be achrav kedusha. God came out, it was Achav Kedusha, it was Nimlach, but the Tchilas HaKedusha was that it should not be Achav Kedusha. So therefore, Emtze HaKedusha is more similar to Tchilas HaKedusha than to Seif HaKedusha. Inami, that's one Mahalach in Taisus. Inami Hochi Porech, Minolon Limeutze Emtze, Mitaisus Akasha. The mother wants to say, you're not memayit, emtze hekdish. So they say the kasha. Seif hekdish, there's no pidyon. Emtze hekdish, you're not memayit. So what are you memayit? What is the pasuk coming for? Inami hochi porich, minolam lemute emtze hekdish, domele kolay osa lemute ein kula leshamayim. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. But Behemot Meya, the Baraisa says, there are two characteristics. Number one, it's Tchilas HaKedush. That the Gemara is, who says it's Tchilas HaKedush, maybe it's Emtze HaKedush also. Fine. Number two, the Gemara said it's Mamayit, Ein Kulei LaShemayim. So that's the Gemara's kash. How do you know it's Mamayit Emtze HaKedush? Maybe it's only Mamayit that you're only Maisiv Chaimish when it's Kulay LaShamayim. That's pshat in the Gemara's kash. Kan Shoyel HaBen, the Taisus HaRosh is the kash, the Maram is the kash, but we just learned that Taisus 5 minutes ago that Lamaise, you don't need Kulay LaShamayim for Chaimish. Taisus brought down that if you look kotchim kalim, you also maisef achaimish. And Taisha says, we learn this out from a different posik. It says in the posik, ve'im kol behemot meyeh, that's marba, kol marba afilu enkul el ha-shamayim. Now Taisha says that the Gemara is asking that the posik is coming to tell us, you need kul el ha-shamayim. But have another posik, that's marba afil enkul el ha-shamayim. So what's the posik coming for? So the Taisus HaRosh says, Da'akuf is pshat the Gemara's kasha. How do you know to say that this posik is mamayit emtze hekdish? And the kul and the kol, im kol behemet meye is coming to be mar, but you don't need kul ela shamayim, afilu kashim kalim, is a din chaymish. Let's say punk bakel. That's pshat the Gemara's kasha. Maybe the meyit is you need kul ela shamayim. And this ribui kol behemet meyeh will be mar beemtze hekdish. That group is pshat in the Gemara's kash. So Lamaise Rava said that you're right. Some of us we couldn't figure out to be mar beemtze hekdish. No, just like it says ha'oila oila rishoyne. So here at meyeh means hekdish rish. So Taisus, what's the drash ha'oila oila rishoina? So Taisus says haksuva rishoina bekabonis bepashas pinchas. That means when it says ha'oila means the first kolbim, the first oila that is mentioned in the pashas hakabonis in pinchas. The first oila is the tamid. That's a taish oila rishayne. Inami oila rishayne means rishayne shekrivu Yisrael b'amidbar l'man da'oma oilas tamid avoy. Not in Pashas Pinchas, that they were makrib in the midbar. They were makrib a tamid in the midbar. Inami rishayne lechinach amizbeach k'da'oma ba'atcheles eimen chanchines amizbeach ele betamid ashach. Basically, the first korban that you machanach the mizbeach is tamid. So that's the taich ha'oila oila rishayna. This is the rishon for chinuch hamizbeach, the rishon of parshas Pinchas. Or this is what they were makriv in the midbar. Rishayna shikribi yisrael ba'midbar. Now let us go back to the baraisa, which yesterday we did not explain. Tanya Kibose Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This is around 7 lines before the next mission. Tanya Kibose Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Porazu tachas porashal hagdish. Talazu tachas talashal hagdish. Hekdeshai podui viyad hagdish al ho'uyoino. Porazu bechomesh sloim tachas porashal hagdish. Talazu b'chomesh loim tachas talash al hagdish. Hegdei shei podui, hei shei podui. Same thing. And here the barais of your zois, al horishayin, al hagdish rishayin moisef chaymish, al hagdish sheini, eim moisef chaymish. And this is why Agamara brings this down. So we have an often a barais like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that says that Hegdesheini, you're not Meisef Chaymish. Now we just have to understand these two bovis and the Baraisa, what a pshat in these two bovis. So let us see Rashi. Zuk Rashi. Now the first case was Poro Zu Tachas Poro Shel Hegdesh. He had two poros. And he said, this poro should be nischalo. Now, the first poro should be nischalo on this poro. He did not mention a value of the second poro that the chilul is chalam. He says, poro zu tachas poro shalek. Zot Rashi, hekdei shoy podu, af al pi, Shaloi Shom Domim Ktsuda. He did not evaluate the second Porah. That means we have a Porah Shal Hagdish, and he said Porah Zu Tachas Porah Shal Hagdish. Porah Zu is speaking about all cases. The Porah could be worth less, the second Porah could be worth less than the first Porah, could be worth more. I mean, Porah Zu, he didn't evaluate the shavias of the second poro. Hekdei shei poro, Zitrashi, af al pi shaloi shom domim ktsubim. He did not evaluate the second poro. So Rashi is a problem. So if you don't evaluate the second poro, how can you be mechalalit? Maybe the second poro is worth less than the first poro. How can you say that areza podoi? Yeah. No problem. The came along hegde shove money shechiloloi al shove pruta mechulo. Meikaradin, you can be mechalol al shove money al shove pruta. Vishori leis hanuye minay. It's podoy, finished. I was paid it. It's podoy and finished. I had a pora, but it was worth $1,000. I have this pora is worth 10 cents, and I said I didn't buy. And I said pora zu tacha this 10 cent pora should be tachas the pora that's worth $1,000. Arei ze podoi, it's podoi. Hegde shove money she chilei al shove pruta mechulo. But now it says this is hegdish was surely gift. But now it says in the first paraisa. Biyad hegdish al ho'oyoina. Biyad hegdish al ho'oyoina. So what does that mean? Umiyu, so Rashi says like this. Shechila yishava pute mechulo. Vishori lishanu yemine. Umiyu yad hegdish al ho'oyoina. What does that mean? Sheim domim halolu. Yiseirim al demay hegdish kon hegdish. In two ways. If the second poro is worth more than the first poret. So he took a poret that's worth $2,000, and he said the first poret should be neschalal on the second poret. So it's mechulu, and now Hegdish derived a poret that's worth $2,000. That's yet Hegdish al yoinet, gevaldik. Vim Hegdish yeser aleim. What if it was the other way around? The first poll is worth $1,000, the second poll is worth a putin. Is Yashlim al Kochoi. He's mechuyev to pay back Hegdish. So al Kaponim, we have to understand, so it says here, Achidish in Hilchis Pidyon. That means the Chilol is Chal, it's Podoy already, you can have an off on the first poll, but you owe Hegdish money. You took a poll of $1,000, you have to pay back Hegdish. But it's potter. That is the first case. What is the second case? The second case is he evaluated the second potter. Potter zu bechomesh sloim tachas potter shel hegdish. So what happened over here? Zetrashi. Kale zu bechomesh sloim hegdeshoi potter. Now, what is the Chiddush over here? Zarashi says, Afal Pisha Einei Shavet. Now, let's go. Here we're speaking about that Hegdeshi Podi, also the Chiddush. That means the first Pore is worth $1,000. The second Pore is worth $5. Hegdeshi Podi, Afal Pisha Einei Shavet. No. I'm sorry. Afal Pisha Einei Shavet means that it's not worth $5 shloim either. It's not worth $5 shloim. He said the poro that's worth $1,000 should be nischalo on this poro that's worth $5 shloim, and it's not worth $5 shloim either. It's worth $4 shloim. So Taisa says, so Rashi says like this: Af al pi she'eino yishove v'loy teima. So it's poro v'loy teima. So what's the chiddush? If he didn't give any value. He also said it's podi. So what's the chiddush? Poyo v'shamlo domin. He said this is worth $5 shloim. Ve'eino yishove k'mo sha'oma. Ein dvorav klum. Ela hegdish podi. V'hu yashla. Now, the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi would seem that the Chiddush is, even though he said it's worth $5 and it's worth $4, so I would think, so Stamma said the whole thing, Bishlam in the first case, he didn't say any value. He said that Apora Shel Elav Zu should be Nischal on this Pore. What's the value of this Pore? Segeit Manishtam. So then we hear that Din, that's Shmuel's din. Shava, whatever it's worth. Shava money, shechila, shava puta, mechulo. You owe the money. But al kaponim, the chilo was a meskal mechilo. I'm mechalo this and this. I said shava puta. Here, I said it should be neschalo on this pole that's worth $5 shloim, and it's not worth $5 shloim also. So what I said, I'm saying it should be neschalo on this, and it's not worth $5 shloim. So here there'd be a svara to say that nothing should be chal. Listen, you made a chilo on the pole that's worth $5 shloim. There's no such pole, so it shouldn't be chal. So Rashi says, no. Ain't the vor of klu. Bleitem hayu v'sham lo domim v'ein ha'yishove k'mo sha'oma. Ain't the vor of klu. El hegdish podoy. They don't say that. El hegdish podoy. Vuhu yashlem. Now, what does vuhu yashlem mean? So, let us just say tentatively, we can say tupshotem vuhu yashlem, and then we'll see Taisus. Vuhu yashlem can mean the way Rashi said before. That means the first part is worth $1,000. The second pole, he said, is worth $5 and is worth $4. So I would think it's Tamazay Gomes with Gomes. No, it's probably Uyashlan. So he can learn two ways. Either he pays, he's mashlim till $1,000, like in the first case. Or here the din is, he's mashlim till 5. He said it should be on 5, so you have to be mashlim 5. More than 5, you don't have to be. This is two ways that we can learn pshat and Rashi, and now let us see Tosfos. First, let's skip the parazul. We'll come back to the minute. Let's see the next place. Talazul b'chamesh loim ekdei sheik podim. Now, this is the second bava, which we just learned now in Rashi. Zektaisvis hocha loigal sinin yad hedish al hoyoyne. Here it doesn't say in the Baraisi yad hedish al hoyoyne. Zektaisvis, the kivin shenis halo. Kivin shenis kavo lachalo hegdish apilo shoba harbei al dobo muit. He said, plot. This is worth 5 sloy. The first part is worth 1,000 sloy. I wanna be mechalot on this. It is then, is mechulot to the kama shmul, the kama. Avol bereshe shloy hiskir shum shove. He didn't say how much the second thing is worth. Hoya bedaitoi, lehoya bedaitoi liknes a hegdish, ele lechaloloi shove mishove. He wanted mechale, shove mishove. Lekach yashlem. So therefore he has to be mashlem. And dachsach mea, according to Tosfos, Chayyotaisus is not the way Rashi says it's podui and he has to be mashlim. No, Rashi, the Tosfos holds he wanted to make it shove b'shove and he didn't finish the chilul yet. He said this should be tachazeh. I don't have any gilui from him. I don't have any gilui from him that he wants to do Shmuel's halacha, so I say that he wants to make shove b'shove. Either the second pora is not worth the first, so it means this would be part of the chilu, and the chilu be nigma, and I'll be mashlim. L'chayre, I think that's how the Tosfos HaRosh says pshat in this, and then it's clear, not like Rashi. Rashi said clearly that it's body, by the way. You show you listen to me now. Me, attention, yeah. But it seems that from Rashi that it's body, so then it would not be like this Tosfos. L'kach le'irev l'shanes abobes yacha. So Tosfos seems to say pshat. The first bobe is he did not specify that he wants to make a chilul and a dover poches. He did not say at all the value of the second poret. So I assume he wanted to make a chilul of shavah b'shavah. So then is yat hedish al yoinim that faket. So he has to go and shtel to the Shabbos of the first Pore. And L'chayre calls when he doesn't shtel to the Shabbos. It's not public. That is the first case. The second case, he said clearly that he wants to be Mechalalit on Shavah. He doesn't care what the first Pore is worth. Then you say Shmuel's then. That shove money shechila or shove pruta mechula. Lekach leire lishanes abovish yacha. If you will say that both of them have the same din of yashlim, so why didn't it say by both of them yad hegdish alo yoine? That's Tosfos kasha. So therefore, Tosfos seems to say, in the second case, it's podi right away. In the first case, it's not podi right away. And he has to be mashlim. Yad hegdish alo yoine. Rashi doesn't seem to say like this. Rashi seems to say, Aphilu, he didn't say a Shavyes. Aphilu, he didn't say a Shavyes. It's also, Aphilu, he didn't say a Shavyes. Rashi says that, in the first case, it's Podi right away, the Zadin Yashlim. And Rashi says Yashlim in the second case also. Rashi doesn't hold like Taisvis. So the Taisa Rosh brings down Shitas Rameya. Rashi held like this Rameya. That Rameya says like this. In the first case, it says Yat Hekdish Ala Yoine. That means that the second Porah is worth more than the first Porah. He said Zetachazu. So then the Zadin Yat Hekdish Ala Yoine, and Hekdish will get, let's say, a Porah that's worth $2,000. In the second case, he said it's worth five. What'll be if it's worth six? So then it's a Hekdish Tois. Then it'll be a Hekdish Tois. That's the difference between that. It doesn't say Yad Hekdish Ala Yoina. That's how Rashi learned. That's how the, right. That's how the Tois of Rosh seems to say Pshat in Rashi. Now let's just see the previous Taisus. Poros utachas poros shal hegdish deishay poros. In Taima, so Taisus had a mer, so it seems that the hegdish goes off the first poros and goes on the second poros. Bin Taima boksi b'ho yehu t'marosu yekodesh. I don't understand. He says zutachasu, so you make a tmurin, both are kodesh. Yishloime d'hochamayi b'kotshi b'edek habayis. Teretz number one. It's speaking about Kotshi Beda Kabayis. No, Kotshi Beda Kabayis is not in Tamura. Now Taisus goes for it. Rafilu betmimim. Could be it's talking about, it's good, speaking about Kotshi Beda Kabayis. Rafilu betmimim. Rafilu, the first brother, was not a Balmum. The Omar Beresh Tamura, Hamatvis Tmimim Lebeda Kabayis. You're not allowed to be magdish a behemoth with Adam to bedek abayis. It's allowed, Abu Masha osi yosi, but it becomes hegdish bedek abayis. So Mamela, it could be speaking about it was magdish lebedek abayis. Could be it's speaking about a balmum. Could be it's speaking about tamim. Afalpikain, it's bedek abayis, and by bedek abayis is no din tamura. I just said, that if you magdish tmimim lebede kabayis, it gets kedushas bede kabayis. The Gemara says over there, kol haroi legabe mizbech, and he yates midei mizbech loylam. So from the Gemara would seem, you're Magdish Elabedic Kabayis, Rabbi, since it can be, it's not a Balmum, it'll be get Kedushas Mizbeah. Not the way I said. So Taisus says, no. Hainu the Shepoidin Oisai, Moichin Oisai Lutzolchei Oilois. That Pshat, Ainu Yaisim De Mizbeah Loilom. That means that the money eventually has to become a cult. But this Behema Gufe is Kedushas by the Kabayis. So Mekitza, the first teretz of Taisus says, we're speaking about that it was Magdash Elabedi Kabayis. It's irrelevant. Say it's a mum, say it's a balmum, say it's a tam. Lemaise is Chal Kedushas Bedi Kabayis, and that's why there's a din chilu, that is why there's no din tamur. Inami, Mayri Afilu Bekotshim is bay. Then Taisus says, remember, maybe it's even speaking about Kotshim Mizbeach. The Kotshim Mizbeach, we see have a problem. So why isn't there Tamura? Adon shekodom hamum lehekdeishoy, they ainoi ois the tmura. So, a second akimta. Speaking about, he was magdish abal mum le mizbeach. You magdish abal mum le mizbeach, it doesn't get kedushin, it doesn't make a tmura. He did get kedushin by the kabai, so he was magdish in the bed. Little mizbeach. Let's not speak about the third case, which is a little complicated, but these are the two akimtas of Taisi. Now let us learn the next Mishnah. Hoino arba ke arba keset. Now we're going to say shiurim and numbers. The dinoi noise. Arba keset lesela. That means a seller is 24 mois, and the ino is 1/6. Four, there's 24 mois in Masela. So if four mois of the 24, it was Nisane, either overcharged or undercharged. So, Ha'ino Abo Kesa. Mekach Selach Tamor and Dahavel Eishtus. Ha'ino Abo Kesa. Vahataine. That's one din shir. Vataine shtei kesef, vaido shove put. Let's see what Rashi says. I know abo kesef will make a seller, but the more and the more they shtus. Vataine shtei kesef. The din by shvuas, moide be mitzis, shen shvuas ad ayonim al hataine chuso mishtei mois kesef, Sheyitanoi shove shtei kesef yeshli biyotcha. In order that there should be a shvuas made by mitzvahs, the teveya has to be teveya him a minimum amount of two mois. Vizeh, and the nitva is either yoydaloi mehem shove pruta biyitpe rasham. Either he'll be made in this misgeres of two mois, he says, I owe you a pute and he's gave the rest. Or he can be made in everything and be gave on a pute. So now we know the money amounts by shvuas made by mitzvahs. The tviya has to be two mois, and the kvira neidor that Rashi says has to be a minimum of a pruta. The Ma'am should ask, so why doesn't the Mishnah say, we'll see, a kvira shara pruta. We'll see. That's a whole. Now let's go further in the Mishnah. Chomesh pruta saying, there are five cases that halachically you need a pruta. Haido shara pruta. I made the b'mitzvahs, he has to be made in a shavar pruta. Vo'isha miskadeshes b'shavar pruta. Ba'anene b'shavar pruta min ha'egdesh mo'al. The din mila is by a shavar pruta. Ba'amoytze shavar pruta chayv lahachis. A person found a shavar pruta is mechayv lahachis. Ba'goyzel es chaveiroi shavar pruta b'nish ba'aloi yelechenu achov. A person stole a shavar pruta, and then he was kaifa, and then he swore false, and then he was moideh. The din is yelichenu achav afilu lamodai, v'ashaloi yitnenu yayim hashmosai. There's a din, he can't give it to a shlich, he has to give it to the bailam. Let us see Rashi. Vaido shava pruta to the parshina, v'yeseido b'mitzis v'yishayv shvur. Hamoitzei shava pruta, if you find the shava pruta, it's a chiv of a shava saveida. Avol botzo mehochi loy, or less than the shava pruta, there's no chiv of a shava saveida, ki ba'amora. Masher toivad mimenu, prat laveida shein bo shava pruta. It has to be a loss to the one who lost it. Less than a shava pruta that doesn't have a tailor's moment, a chidus moment, it's not called the word alo. Yelichenu acho imhoidu shanish balasheker, rehavalei kapore, ashi yachsihenu, liyodo imamish, vuloi lishluchoim, כדכסיב נוסן לאשר אושם לאי ביום השמוס. זאת הגמרא. נאו, המשנה סד המאות התוגת הלוכס, הגמרא תנין אחד הזמנה, the first הלוכה, היינו ארבע כסף, מ-20 וארבע כסף, לסלע שטוס למכר, ויהיה במשנה נעזוב, that's it. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat this? The Gemara says, "Atayne shtei kesev adosha v'putes pricha." Yeah, yeah. What's the rechmes? The old shiurei kesev. So he mentions this also, but really this is a Mishnah. Yidiki wants to say the other halachas. Atayne shtei kesev adosha v'putes. Like the Gemara Hanami Tanina, that's a Mishnah in Shavuos. Shavuos hadayonim atayne shtei kesev adosha v'putes. The Gemara says, yeah, aber seifet frichlei diktoni chomish prute sein. So he wants to say a Mishnah wants to be misada all the values of a moment which are negay on the different duchas atoira. So that's why he started from Ainoa, and then Taine, and then written of chomish prute. The Lisni Nami Chamesh Brutes. So we have five cases of Brutes. The Lisni Nami Ho'eino Brute. Right, the Gemara, why do you say Ho'eino Arbe Kesev? Say Ho'eino is a Brute. That means if a person bought something for let us appreciate the Gemara's kasha. L'chayre, the shir prute is the smallest shir of moment. That means that the smallest amount of value is moment is a shava prute. Aino is a gezel dekedin. It's a gezel derech mekech ememke. That means either the lekeach was cheated, the moicha was cheated, but fine. So the Gemara is asking, let's appreciate the Gemara's kasha. So why do you say if you say the shir meino is hashtus, is gewaldic, but you say numbers. Ho'ino arbo kesef, eino is four mois, which is a sixth of a seller. Why are you talking about sloim and mois? Talk about prutas. You had a mekach of six prutas, and there was a eino of one pruta. So either was Nisana Moicha Lekayach. And there's already a din gezel by a puta. So say, I know a puta. Omar Rav Kahane, Zois Oimeres, Ein Oino Leputois. Ein Oino Leputois. Oh! Zatrashi, we'll see in a minute. Benisni Nami Oino Puta, Gainam Hoya Mekach, Beshesh Putas. Ein Oino Leputois, Bepochus Meisa, Shehu Matbeye Shal Kesef. There's a Mordeke Teres Chaim over here. The Teres Chaim explains this Gemara as follows. Akbar Mshitas Rav Kahane. He says, Oino is unique. He says, now let's give an example. Let's say a person, we have a klal in Hilchas Oino, Pochis Mishkus, less than a shtus is a mechila. Shtus is a no part. Zukta Teres Chaim. So what if I have a mekach of $1 million? And who's a no of poches mishtus? Now, poches mishtus is a big number. A little less than a seventh of $1 million. It's a lot of money. The din is, I mean, the Pachs Mishtus is not Eino. Zukt the Torah says, what do we see from this? Look how much money was Nisana. The klal of Eino is, don't look at the amount of money. You look at this Adas B'nai Odom, you can't be Machavim the price exactly, so there's a din, if it's a little off, what's called a little off, less then 1/6, 1/7, there's a mechila ready. People understand. I was speaking of thousands of dollars. You can't sell something mechuvah. So the gather of a no is, the gather of a no is not totally in the amount of money. It's totally in the, if there was a mekach and there was a big einor, big einor does not mean an amount, but that means I was overcharged, undercharged. Where it's no mechila, then there's a din einor. So the Torah's chayim, but if the whole mekach is plutos, the whole mekach was a sale of something that's worth six plutos, and he overcharged him a pluta. It's a sixth. So since the whole mekach is only in plutos, so there's a mechila. It's a sixth. After derech neyodam. So he says, medaktas, ein oino leplutos, but not ein oino beplutos. Not the vote is by a pluta, there's no oino. The criteria is that since the whole mekach was plutos, the whole thing, he sold them something for six putes, so people are not medagdic. So he overcharged me a pute. Big deal. The whole deal was in six putes. So there people, that's the, Sarashi says, and you know the putes, but poches me isu shimat baye shel kesef. So the Rishash wants the same shot in Rashi. What does this mean? That means there are eight Plutus in Eiso. That's the first Mishnah in Kedushin. The eight Plutus in Eiso. So he says, the first Mekach that is called, that there was a Mekach that people are makpid, that the Mekach should be mechuvin and not be overcharged, that is if the Mekach was al kaponim an Eiso. If the Mekach was an Eiso, so then they know it has to be a pluta and a third. Then they say no. Because then there was a choshev and mekach. That means kol's man. The whole mekach was not in the matveya shel kesef. So then people are medagdic. He was overcharged. But what was the mekach? The mekach was in plutas. So there's no concept of a no. That's how, that's a teres chaim. That's how the Rishav says pshat in Rashi, and just we'll see a minute. I'm going to say, "Meres ainu no leputos." The Levi Omar Yesh ainu leputos. He disagrees with Rav Kahana, or apparently he disagrees with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says ainu no leputos, and he goes Yesh ainu leputos. But he told me Levi me mas nise, and Levi had a baraisa. Chomesh putos ain ainu puto veido puto. The Kedusha Isha, Bepruta, Begazel, Bepruta, Vishivis Adayonim, Bepruta. So, Kaponim, we see this Amachloikis, Levi, and the Tana Bamishna.